You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. That is the station. Phil Williams, I am the host, Right Side Radio. That is the show, and this is the biggest show across North Alabama afternoons right now on the powerhouse station for North Alabama, WVNN. We're glad you're with us. And listen, I have been talking in the last hour about the fact that your state government, believe it or not, it matters as much, if not more, sometimes than who's in your federal government. I understand it's important who goes to the U.S. Senate. It's hugely important. It's important who becomes your next congressman. Hugely important. It is equally important to our ability to resist overreaches from that federal government to make sure that we have a state government in place that is filled with equally, if not more, conservative individuals. You have got to be paying attention to who is your state senator, who is your state representative, who is your governor, who is your secretary of state. I mean, have you looked back in the COVID year and seen what secretary of states can do or not do to create harm in an election year? Oh, yeah. Have you looked to see what other states have taken the steps to pass a vaccine passport bill, or whether they've passed issues of school choice, or whether you have a balanced budget or not at the state level? I'm just telling you, folks, it's a huge deal. Now, listen, in that, I got to talk about this border crisis, because I flipped the switch a while ago. If you remember, I was in the states are your firewall, and then I talked about the fact that the border crisis is going on, but the states are the ones who are having to deal with it because the Biden administration just seems to refuse to do so. It boggles the mind. And you have to look at it, and I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb here, and you have to look at it and say, are they really this inept, or is this all intentional? And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. This show is never going to wind up being predisposed to conspiracy theory. I'm also a believer that the glass is half full as opposed to half empty. I believe that people can still make a difference in their communities. I believe that you can still get active and do something. That's why I encourage you guys to run for office and support good candidates and go to the school board meetings and do all that stuff. But sometimes when you take a look at the totality of the evidence before us right now, I have to conclude that they're either so inept that it's beyond shame and embarrassment, it's this complete ineptitude, or that everything we're seeing is intentional. Now, let me step back and reframe the discussion here on this. I want you to picture the big broad picture of why our Attorney General is having to resist through threats of litigation, the vaccine mandates, why our governor is having to join other governors on issues related to the national border, why our Secretary of State is speaking to Congress and talking to them about election security because other states don't have it, why our state legislature had to pass a vaccine passport bill, why all these things are happening. It's because of a federal government that has lost sight of everything conservative. And when I say that, I mean it literally. Just about, 8 months ago, we were energy independent. Now we are not. We are reliant upon other countries. Just about 8 months ago, we were literally looking at the most secure border on the southern border that we have had in a generation. Now it is completely, completely out of control. Just about 8 months ago, we were looking at a federal government that was intent upon providing a national security that you could respect and that drew respect on the world stage. Now we absolutely do not. Just about 8 months ago, we had a federal government that interacted on a foreign policy level through the Department of State around the world in such a way that other nations knew they had to work with us and should not just simply bow up and do what they felt like because it would harm America and they could get away with it. Now we do not. Now we have the Afghanistan debacle, and we are embarrassed on the world stage. Now we have our oldest national ally, France, that has withdrawn its ambassador from the United States Embassy. That's a big, big deal in the political scheme. Now we have, literally, questions being raised about whether or not the federal government should be allowed to tell you in the private sector, you get to lose your job if you don't get a shot that we think you should have, regardless of whether you and your doctor have agreed. Now we have a federal government that wants you to put masks on your two-year-old. Your two-year-old. Try keeping shoes on a two-year-old, much less a mask on that sweet child. Now we have a federal government that has decided not to even close the southern border, and millions are coming across it. And when I say that, I mean it. Millions are coming across our southern border. Well, I say all that to say, when I take everything into account, and I'm looking at everything, and I mean everything, every aspect of policymaking is falling apart from the federal level, at least as far as conservatives are concerned. I have to wonder, is it intentional? So I began doing some looking in my show preparation, because I've told you before, I mean, I always joke about how I have paper. I got lots of paper. I mean, you would not believe, I think I've got somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 different stories printed out right now and highlighted, sitting here stacked up in different stacks around me. The TV is going. I spent hours on the internet this morning scouring for different sources, getting audio sources ready for Copper to use. All this stuff is part of my prep. Part of my prep this morning was beginning to wonder, okay, if Biden's at the beach this past weekend, which he was, how many times has he gone out of town? Something like 19 different weekends he has left the White House for vacation time back in Delaware or otherwise. 19 little mini vacations since the man took office. What is going on with that? Well, then who's running the country? Oh, wait a minute. That's right. He has people. People who have been appointed. When you get a moment, go check out the Center for American Progress. All right. The Center for American Progress bills itself as an independent nonpartisan policy institute. Extremely liberal, founded by John Podesta, who was the big in the Clinton administration and the Clinton-Obama White House, I believe. Clinton's and Obama's White Houses and teams in election campaigns. Podesta has been known as a Democrat, liberal Democrat activist for years. Well, the Center for American Progress has 66 of its alumni, from one report, working in the Biden White House now. The Center for American Progress, while it shields the majority of its donors, like, you know, a lot of 501s do, it is widely believed that they are funded from liberal sources that have a globalist view of the world. They don't believe in borders. They believe in open borders. They don't believe in energy independence. They believe in global dependence. They don't believe in peace through strength. They believe in unifying our efforts at the international level in order to bring some kind of accord that never can exist. I'm just telling you right now, they don't believe in America. And so some of these people that are coming in, I mean, let's look at some of the appointees, not all of which that I'm going to read to you right now came from the Center for American Progress, but like right now, here we are on the southern border struggling with the situation we've got. Well, the Department of Homeland Security, the appointee is Alejandro Mayorkas, and Mayorkas is the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Prior to becoming the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, he was an activist pushing to admit millions of illegal immigrants and grant citizenship or amnesty for 11 million. He served in the Department of Homeland Security before, but during the Obama administration, it was also revealed that while he was in that position, he was giving away green cards to wealthy, well-connected Chinese nationals who had ties to Democrat Party donors. And now he's the guy in charge of patrolling and taking care of your border. Center for American Progress former chairperson Neera Tanden, luckily we got her to withdraw her request for confirmation, who she would have chaired the Office of Budget Management. Well, she was a key proponent of the Affordable Care Act, and she had also been known for the most extreme left-wing policies. She repeatedly and viciously attacked U.S. senators, the same senators she also needed to support her confirmation then, and she would have used the Office of Management Budget as a choke point for federal policies, and luckily she withdrew her nomination. But we didn't have any luck stopping Xavier Becerra, who is now the Department of Health and Human Services, in the middle of a pandemic. We have a guy there who is extremely far left, who was known as being extremely pro-abortion, who actually sued the Little Sisters of the Poor claiming they should be allowed no religious exemptions related to Obamacare. And that guy is now in charge of our Department of Health and Human Services. Folks, I'm telling you, who gets appointed to government by those who get elected is a big, hairy deal. And right now, what you're seeing, I believe, is all these failures of the Biden administration. I've finally come to the position that I cannot, it's one of two things. It is ineptitude at grossly negligent levels, or it's intentional. And if it's intentional, it's because they do not believe the United States should continue to exist as we have always known it. And that's where I am. I am there. It takes me a while to get to the point that I can sound like I'm a conspiracy theorist, but you only have two choices here. Where else can you go? Because what you're seeing is a well-rounded ineptitude or a well-rounded intent. It's hard to find anything in the middle to say otherwise. All right, folks, we're moving to a short break. When we get back from that, I got some stuff you're going to want to hear. You know, I told you my triple dipper. One of the big stories was, what is vaccine mandating doing to our potential readiness in the military? It's going to have an impact. I got some stories on that you're going to want to hear. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative. Hey, just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here. Hey, by the way, let me tell you real quick about my friends at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, they are so good at putting people back to work. ZLA Solutions is putting people back to work all over Alabama. And if you're looking for a job, just go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. You'll find jobs posted all over North Alabama especially. If you're an employer looking to fill out your workforce, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They will do the recruiting. They will do the staffing needs. They will do the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. And I'm telling you right now, ZLA Solutions, I know these people personally, and they are doing an amazing job at putting people and employers together, getting Alabama back to work. Just check them out at ZLA Solutions, ZLAUSA.com. All right, so I started a topic before the last break, and I'm gonna try and get to it here, but there's so much to this that I know we're gonna wind up lapping over into the next break, but I see that I've got one caller, and I'm gonna go ahead and Copper, I will go ahead and take that because it looks like it relates directly to my comments that I just made. So Zach from Muscle Shoals is on line one. Hey, Zach, Phil Williams from Right Side Radio. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, Phil, I've got the perfect response to someone when they accuse you of being a conspiracy theorist.
Tell me, what would that be?
That would be, read your history, bozo. The entire history of the human race is one dang conspiracy after another.
And a lot of times those conspiracies manifest themselves in reality, don't they?
Yeah, and if you don't believe it, there's a good book you can purchase and read. It's called The Creature from Jekyll Island.
Okay.
By J. Edward Griffin. And it's a history of money and the people who are behind all the things the politicians are doing.
All right. Well, Zach, appreciate the call, man. Thanks for calling in.
Sure.
I don't usually let the trolls stop me from saying what needs to be said anyway, but that's good input. Zach from Muscle Shoals, appreciate you being in the audience. So listen, I was talking about the fact that, I do believe the Biden administration seems to almost be intentionally dismantling America as we know it, literally. Now, you know, at first it was like, okay, he's trying to undo anything that Trump did. That seems to be the thing. But then you begin to realize, wait a minute. It's gotten so far down the road now, it's way beyond Trump. Trump's been out of office now for 8 months. And now we got like 15,000 immigrants parked under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas alone. Over 200,000 a month coming across the border. we've lost our energy independence. We're looking at all these things stacking up, and you think, okay, this is way more than just, I don't want to be Trump. This is into agenda or massive ineptitude. Well, when you look at who's been appointed, when you look at where they came from, when you look at there's liberal organizations like the Center for American Progress, they call themselves, that has 66 of its alumni that are now in the Biden administration, you have to wonder, oh, okay, could this in fact be not just ineptitude, but it does appear to be that they are moving towards an intent to dismantle America as we know it. And I think that's where we are. I think that's exactly where we are. And I think we have to make sure that as we establish that firewall, as we establish that means by which our states can become those outposts for freedom, I like to call them, literally an outpost for freedom. What does that mean? Picture this, if you will. Back in the day, when America was moving west and covered wagons were going across the plains, moving past the heartland, following some of the trails set by Lewis and Clark, going out west to set their fortunes, to find land and opportunity, there were these outposts. They established forts where if you could get to Fort so-and-so, you could get resupply and you were safe, and you could move the through the Oregon Trail or wherever to the next outpost. Well, that's where we are right now, the states. You got 26 of them right now that are saying, President Biden, our governors intend to meet with you to talk about this border. We got 24 attorney generals that are saying, Biden administration, we are resisting your vaccine mandate. We've got multiple states setting up election securities that had not been in place before. We've got a handful, like Alabama, who passed a no vaccine passport bill to make sure that you're not denied access to services and education. And I'm telling you, the state of Alabama has an opportunity to be an outpost for freedom, just like those forts used to be on the trails going out west. And that's, folks, that's important. Because if you don't have those places of security, if you don't have those outposts of freedom, then you remain unprotected at all times as you move about. You got to have that place where you know that it's safe to be, where you can resupply, where you can refit, where in this case, in modern age, these outposts of freedom, these states, where you know your rights are going to be protected, where you at least know someone's going to fight on your behalf, where you need to know that if you are a conservative and you're allowed to speak out, you can still speak out. And the election laws, they mean something in our state. I'm just telling you, your states are the firewall. Your state of Alabama needs to be your conservative outpost of freedom. All the more reason why we've got to have good people in office at every level. At every level, local, state, and federal, we need to be an outpost of freedom. All right, folks, Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, and live online at rightsideradio.org. We'll be right back.